Ottawa. Environment Canada confirmed at least one tornado hit the Ottawa area just after noon on Thursday, ripping shingles off roofs, blowing out windows and uprooting trees. Kim Ayotte, the general manager of Emergency and Protective Services for the City of Ottawa, said 125 homes were damaged in Half Moon Bay, a neighborhood in the south-end suburb of Barrhaven. He said most damage involves roofs being ripped off homes, broken windows and damage from falling trees. It's a variety of damage from small damage to quite substantial damage, he said. He said only one minor injury has been reported involving someone who sustained a cut to their foot. Monica Vaswani, a warning preparedness meteorologist at Environment Canada, said several funnel clouds were reported in the Ottawa area Thursday afternoon, but only one tornado had been confirmed as of mid-afternoon. The community is about 22 kilometers south of Parliament Hill in the city's rapidly growing south end. The area includes detached homes and townhouses built in just the last few years. Vaswani said the tornado has been confirmed through videos posted to social media that show debris being lofted and rotated. An expert from the Northern Tornadoes Project at Western University in London, ONT, is heading to the area to help determine the speed of the tornado, she said. Laurie Gillespie told the Canadian Press that her 82-year-old mother and her sister were at the home they share on Watercolors Way when her sister noticed a storm coming in and stepped outside to pull in a chair so it wouldn't blow away. Just as she came back inside, the back window blew in and the screen came flying across the room and landed at my mother's feet, said Gillespie. The home, which Helen Feltham has lived in for 3 years, sustained significant damage. The windows in the living room, bathroom and bedroom all blew in, strewing glass everywhere, while much of the roof was torn off. The curtains on the bathroom window were sucked right out and they ended up on the roof, said Gillespie, who was not at the home at the time. She said she lives about 15 minutes away and drove over as soon as she got the call that the storm had happened. By the time she got there, the streets were already flooded with emergency responders and even a representative from the developer that is building homes in the neighborhood. He was comforting her mother, holding her close and gently telling her it was over. She is extremely shaken, said Gillespie, who brought her mother away from the area to her own home. Gillespie said there is damage for about a 2 to 3 block radius around her mother's home. Some roofs were ripped apart, and foam blocks used as insulation in the attics exploded. It was literally snowing styrofoam outside, she said. There are also many downed trees and some damaged hydro poles in the area. On Wednesday, Environment Canada warned that Thursday's weather could bring the possibility of severe thunderstorms that could produce tornadoes. At 12:28 p.m., the weather agency issued a tornado warning for a large swath of eastern Ontario. Gillespie said the tornado hit her mother's home sometime between 12:30 and 12:45 p.m. Emergency alerts were issued by the cell phone network at around 12:49 p.m. Ottawa police asked individuals to avoid the Barrhaven area and stay away from downed power lines. Firefighters and gas company workers from Enbridge were visiting affected homes, checking for damage, confirming the safety of occupants and shutting down gas lines. Ayotte said the gas lines were being turned off for safety reasons but there were no reports of gas leaks. Hydro Ottawa said on Twitter that more than 1,600 homes and businesses were without power Thursday afternoon. It said power in the neighborhood was expected to be restored by 7 p.m. Eastern Time. A family reunification center was established at a nearby recreational complex, but by late afternoon only 5 families had taken advantage of it. The city said it would remain open as needed, including overnight if affected residents needed it. Police and journalists took cover there when a second tornado warning was issued for the area at around 2:45 p.m., but there were no additional tornadoes spotted. Ottawa has been hit with a string of severe storms in recent years. In September 2018, 6 tornadoes touched down in several places in the Ottawa area as well as across the river in Gatineau, K. Dozens of homes were damaged and 25 people were injured. One tornado struck a city power station, cutting power to about half the city's homes, some for several days. In May 2022, the city was hit hard by a derecho, a long, straight line of storms with winds often in excess of 100 km per hour, that damaged dozens of homes and toppled power lines like matchsticks. Power outages again stretched across large swaths of the city, and some weren't restored for several weeks. This report by the Canadian Press was first published July 13, 2023. Mia Rabson and Liam Fox, The Canadian Press.